644, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Donald Lane, a former Secret Service agent, to talk about protection around former President Trump. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tommy. Good to be back with you.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me what's going on here. It just, you know, I'm reading a story here from NBC News. Secret Service is heightening security around former President Donald Trump, they said Monday. Well, you would think it's about time, right? I mean, I don't understand quite what's going on here. Talk to me about it, Donald.
Yeah, you know, obviously after the first assassination attempt, and who would ever think we would be talking about, you know, first and second assassination attempt? It's extraordinary. I believe, you know, the detail was beefed up after that. However, you had this incident that occurred on an off-the-record movement, an OTR, you know, which further heightened people's awareness of what's going on and concern for what the Secret Service is doing. I think, you know, obviously there were some issues with the first attempt and the second attempt. Certainly the agent took appropriate action and did what he did. I think people are wondering, you know, why was this guy allowed to lie in wait for the time he did? And, you know, I think the answers to those questions will come out in time. The bottom line, though, is that, you know, he didn't have the full complement like you would have, you know, for a presidential visit. And it's difficult oftentimes to fully secure an OTR. You do have the advantage, though, that normally people don't know you're going there. So hopefully they'll continue to beef it up and there won't be any further incidents moving forward.
I wanted to ask you about that. Like when the president goes to play golf, any president, President Trump or whomever, I mean, somebody has to know, right? The people at the golf course have to know. How do they handle a security event like that or an outing like that, if you will? Not a security event, but an outing.
Yeah, it really just depends on what type of function it is. If he's going golfing with other people and it's on his schedule, you know, and it's something that's known about, that would be, you know, more of a public event. Not necessarily that everyone would know, but a lot more people than if it was a spur of the moment, you know, off the record type event. So, you know, if it's the first one, then you have the full complement of security. You have an advance, a security advance that gets there, you know, days before, if not a week before, to you know, work with facility folks and other folks, to work with the military to completely secure the area. If it's the latter, a spur of the moment thing, you may have, you know, a few minutes to get there ahead of time. But again, in those cases, usually the threat is seriously reduced because nobody does know that he's going.
Is there one that's safer than the other? I would think maybe the unannounced would be safer. I don't know.
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, typically that would be safer. You know, if you're an assassin, you know, you're going to have to know where the person you want to assassinate is going to be. If you don't know, make it very difficult to pull something like that off. I think in the case of the second attempt, you know, this guy was extremely determined and he waited there, you know, for an extraordinary amount of time.
I guess it goes back to the, what is it, Archduke Ferdinand, whatever it was, with that assassination attempt where sometimes stuff
right.
just does happen, right?
Well, you know, and that's the nature of the job of the Secret Service. It's a very demanding job because, you know, it's difficult to completely and fully secure a person if they have to be out in the public. And let's face it, our presidents, our politicians need to be out in the public. They're public figures. They lead our nation. And so it's always going to present problems. You know, how do you adequately protect them? I think the Secret Service historically has done a good job overall, an excellent job in doing that. If you consider the amount of trips and visits and events that need to be secured over time, of course, you know, it's 100% success, though. And when you don't have that, you're going to draw scrutiny.
How hard is it to find people that are qualified to work on a presidential protection detail? And I would presume, I was always under the impression that if you're the Democratic nominee or the Republican nominee and it was a presidential election, you're pretty much treated the same as far as security goes. At what point do you get security briefings? Do you know that, sir, or not?
In terms of the How often does the protectee get it?
It's two different questions, I guess. I kind of blended them together. I guess I'm thinking if you're the nominee, maybe, I don't know if you get security briefings until you're elected, but at some point when the security briefings start, then you have access to information, and from kidnap or anything else, you need to be protected as much as, I'm kind of blending a lot of stuff here, Donald, I don't mean to do that, and you can answer after the break because we got traffic coming up. But I guess what I'm wondering is, you would think at some point the both would be treated equally, right? But maybe that's not the case.
Right.
And the other question is, when it comes to finding people that are qualified to be on a presidential protection detail, because I'm guessing not everybody with the Secret Service qualifies for that. We'll talk about what's being done, and what is required to find people that are qualified to serve on a presidential protection detail, whether it's on the nominee side or the presidential side. We'll sort all of that out. We come back 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Donald Lane, former Secret Service agent, about the Secret Service boosting protection around former President Trump. And we're asking about when it comes to, and let me start with this question, Donald, in the time we have left. When it comes to finding agents that are qualified to be on a presidential protection detail, and I don't know if there's a difference in the bar when it comes to a presidential candidate or a president themselves or a vice president, how do you determine who's qualified to be on what detail?
Well, you would have certain, you know, standards that people would have to meet for instance, for the president's detail. Some physical standards, you know, has someone been hurt on the job prior to that? You know, that could present problems and things like that. Also, excellence in the work that you've done, showing an aptitude for protection, those types of things. So it's really a case-by-case, you know, basis to make sure that the agent is ready for that challenge, usually, you know, 4 to 5 years into an agent's career.
Not every, obviously, as you just said, not every Secret Service agent, because, and talk a little bit, if you will, about what the Secret Service does in addition to protect the president, because I think sometimes people think that's all they do, and that's not all they do at all.
No. The Secret Service was founded as an investigative agency in the wake of the Civil War because of all of the counterfeit that was running around the country. And so for, you know, the majority of the agency's tenure at the beginning, they were an investigative agency. And then due to their proximity, literally, the Secret Service building was across from the White House. They began to help out with White House protection. And over time, that just morphed into full-time protection. So it's a dual-role agency.
That's interesting. That's how it started. That's how it got into the presidential protection business.
That's right. Yes.
Wow. So moving forward, when you look at, and the president, former president tweeted something about Iran, when it comes to foreign governments being calling for presidents to be assassinated, et cetera, is the job of the Secret Service becoming more complicated, or is it always been what it has been?
Yeah, I think it's always been what it has been. I think what you're seeing in this case, Tommy, is the fact that you have a, you know, it's unusual to have a candidate who has already been president, and then in this case, not just a candidate, a very, you know, divisive candidate. I mean, there's a lot of folks who love Donald Trump, and there's a whole lot of folks who don't love Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a unique challenge this particular election cycle.
Looking back on the thing that happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, and I asked you this before, but going back to Lee Harvey Oswald, and I know it's, you know, you can't, it's two separate independent events, but when you consider that it was just a breach of security, I'm guessing that allowed the guy to get that close in Butler, that this troubled loner could get that close to killing somebody like Donald Trump. Does it surprise you that maybe Lee Harvey Oswald just unfolded as it did and that there was no mass security, what's the word I'm thinking of? Conspiracy.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, for the Lee Harvey Oswald incident with Kennedy, you know, there was a lot less protection back then. A lot of things weren't considered.
The route was published.
Time and place.
Right. Route was published.
Yeah. Back then, the route was published. You know, there were a lot of differences. Every time that there's an incident, the Secret Service learns something, and they usually come away doing something different, you know, that enhances security. So I have no doubt that'll be the case with this particular incident.
Thank you. I appreciate your insight, Donald Lane, former Secret Service agent. And again, it just, this whole Butler, Pennsylvania thing changed my mind on the Kennedy assassination, because I'm thinking, well, if knowing what they know now, it could happen now, then maybe it just happened then. We'll be back.